Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Pam. She is crazy creative and does everything from super awesome cosplays to adorable little crocheted Star Wars figures, which I really, really need in my life. But without further ado, welcome to episode 26 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi, my name is Pam, and I'm going to be answering questions from the Star Wars Stories, which is part of the Lipstick and Lightsabers. But question number one, how did you get into Star Wars? For me, it was a back and forth thing. I remember seeing episode one, The Phantom Menace, in theaters with a friend, and I really enjoyed Anakin. He was just like this little boy who just wanted to race so badly, and I loved that kind of energy he had. But I didn't really get into it until The Force Awakens. Something about that movie sparked my interest. Most likely it was Kylo Ren. But something about that movie sparked my interest. And from there, it went downhill. It went from Star Wars Rebels to the Thrawn books. And just being excited and waiting for things to come out. Question two. How do you engage with fandom? Mostly through social media, that being Twitter, and just finding people that like Star Wars and just interacting with them and getting their opinions about certain books that came out, like how they feel about it, and just interacting with friends, if anything.
Another way I contribute to the fandom is through my art. This past month, I guess around May, I did something called Star Wars Yourself, which is where I ask people to let me know which their favorite character is, and I basically do a caricature of that favorite character as themselves, kind of like a cosplay. I also cosplayed. I was Eli Vanto at Star Wars Celebration, where I got to meet Timothy Zahn, and he knew who I was. That was very exciting for me. I crochet a lot of characters from Star Wars. I've done Kylo Ren. I've done Director Koennig. I've done Thrawn. I guess if you want to check out any of my cosplays or any of my crochet or art, you can go to my Instagram. And my handler name is NSPAMCY. So that's NSPAMC.
Question three, how has it impacted your life? big time. That's the answer to that. Big time. So big that I was able to go to Star Wars Celebration Chicago this year, and I had the best time of my life. I was able to meet with friends, meet new friends, just people in general. Just being in a room with everyone that loves Star Wars and no one judging you is so beautiful. I have yet to experience anything like that before. And if you can ever go to Celebration, I'd recommend it. And the last one. Oh, what are you most looking forward to this year in Star Wars? I would have to say I'm looking forward to... We're in day 9 now. Looking forward to Thrawn Treason. And reading that book and finding out what happens to Thrawn and Eli. I can't wait to find out. I'm just counting the days for Thrawn. But I'm also looking forward to episode 9, Rise of the Skywalkers. I need to know what happens. I'm just so excited about that. And anything else they plan to release, if they want to focus more on the Empire or the dark side in general, I'm looking forward to all of that content because I am a fan of the dark side and always will be. Okay, those are the answers to those questions. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You've
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Pam, and you can find her on Twitter and Instagram at InSpamC. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers, and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!